There's some people who should be saying Thankful Thursday. They're not. They're not here. And those people are connected to my DNA.
Assemblyman Mike Gibson, a Democrat of Southern California, is among the families of loved ones impacted by gun violence. The former policeman's son was hit in a drive-by shooting in 2020. The bullet fractured his rib and pierced his lung. His fiancée was hit in the leg. Their friend was killed.
Whoever would have thought that myself would have answered the door to gun violence to my own family? You see, this is personal. This is personal. So that's why I support all gun legislation that my colleagues come up with. This is why that we beat the head of the NRA every chance we get to making sure that no more individuals die in our city, in our state, in our counties.
Gibson authored a law cracking down on ghost guns, untraceable firearms, and is among the Democrats, along with Moms Demand Action, to speak in support of two new bills they want to send to Governor Gavin Newsom before a Saturday deadline. One would close loopholes that allow for the resale of firearms confiscated by law enforcement or obtained through gun buyback programs. San Mateo Assemblymember Democrat Diane Pepin introduced AB 2842, and Senate Democrat Catherine Blakespear of Oceanside introduced the companion bill.
Many parts of guns that are collected in such gun buyback programs end up being resold online as parts of gun kits, and those are then easily turned into ghost guns. Unwanted guns promised to be destroyed and confiscated wind up back on the streets. This is just completely unacceptable. SB 1019 makes the law clear that the entire gun must be destroyed. Because of how the law presently defines a firearm, guns that were legally destroyed were considered destroyed when all the things that make a gun, like the barrel, grip, slide, firing pin, and magazine, were not demolished under the current law.
Blakespear of Southern California also touted her legislation, SB 1002, to beef up the enforcement of a state law mandating people who undergo mental health holds relinquish their firearms. There are some 4,800 of these Californians who've refused to do so, according to the state Justice Department.
It gives individuals a clear deadline of 72 hours after discharge from the healthcare facility to turn over their firearms. It provides law enforcement the information they need to investigate who those people are and then to coordinate with the Department of Justice. And it directs the healthcare facilities to inform the individuals how to relinquish their weapons. Because if you're told you have to relinquish it, but you don't know how to do it, then you might decide you don't want to do it at all.
Both bills are expected to pass their final vote in the legislature before reaching the governor's desk. California has some of the most toughest gun control laws in the country. Yet between the years 2013 and 2022, it recorded nearly 32,000 gun-related deaths. That's among the lowest per capita. States like Texas and Florida, which have lax gun control laws, have among the highest per capita gun death rate, according to the California Department of Justice. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.